Hello everyone, and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is He doesn't always go for the most qualified. The Bible reference is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Today's message is interesting. Many years ago, the Lord spoke to me as a young teenager. This was my very first time of hearing personally from God. He said to me, "I want you to take my people into their inheritance." At that stage of my life, I knew nothing about any inheritance. I was just a beginner. No one had taught me that we had an inheritance in Christ. In Children's Church, we learned about serving God with reverence and love. Many beautiful Bible stories, but no one ever mentioned an inheritance in Christ. However, when God said to me, "I want you to take my people into their inheritance," I just accepted. I simply believed him without understanding what the instruction was about. I knew he would have to show me what it was, and he did. And I've been about it ever since. My experience with the Lord very much mirrors what Paul the Apostle said in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8. "To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, God's consecrated people, this grace, favor, privilege was granted in graciously entrusted to proclaim to the Gentiles the unending, boundless, fathomless, incalculable, and exhaustless riches of Christ, wealth which no human being could have searched out." Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8 from the Amplified Classic Version. Think about it. If he was looking for the most qualified people, Jesus should have been born of Caesar and brought up in a palace, but he wasn't. The Bible says, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, and not many noble are called." 1 Corinthians 1 verse 26. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5 says, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." The word sufficiency can only be translated as competence or ability. He's the one who has called you and endued you with supernatural ability to carry out his work. Never look down on yourself or think there's nothing special about you. He's made you competent. So look beyond your physical ability. Always remember that you are special to him, and he's divinely enabled you to fulfill his calling in your life. Hallelujah. For further study, read Galatians 1:15-16, 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5 from the Amplified Classic Version, John 15 verse 16, and Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, Acts chapter 10 verse 24-48, and Ezra chapter 7 and 8. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Isaiah chapter 10 and 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1-8. Hallelujah. Today's message is powerful. He doesn't always go for the most qualified. So don't say, "I'm too young to be a soul winner. I've done so many things and God can't use me." No, he's telling you, "I use everybody. So come." Hallelujah. Take the prayer after me. Dear Father, thank you for loving me and planning my life for your glory. You set me apart for your special work and committed the glorious gospel to my trust. Through me, many will come to the knowledge of Christ and into their inheritance in him. In Jesus' name, amen. He doesn't always go for the most qualified. He's not saying God doesn't go for the qualified. No, he goes for everybody. So he doesn't always go for the most qualified. That's today's message. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.